Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Dukes and Bell with Ryan Newsel, our starting center for the Atlanta Falcons. We've not had a chance to really visit with you, man. I mean, we've been talking about you a lot. Right. You got a lot of playing time last year, and I think, you know, obviously that played a role in them seeing you as the guy. Talk about that experience, man, because we weren't talking about you, which meant there was no fall off when you were in there last season.
No, it was good. I mean, starting the year as a backup, obviously you have to be ready for any events that happen, anything that goes down. So I got called on, and I was fortunate enough just to be able to fill the role for the time being, and I was very fortunate just to keep things rolling.
And congratulations on the contract, by the way, 2-year extension. What's been the hardest part, or when you jumped in last year, was it just finding chemistry with Bergeron and Lindstrom?
Yeah, the hardest thing is that first game. You kind of get thrown in the fire, like, was it 2-minute drill versus the Chiefs for me? So that's always the hardest part. But then you get down to like the week prep and you really hone in just on all the looks and just getting all the reps. And it definitely makes it a lot easier week by week.
Ryan, when you go in a situation like that, everybody got crazy eyes, right? They're looking around. You run in a huddle. Get your mind right, right? They're looking at you like you're crazy. Is that how it goes?
No, I probably had the crazy eyes. I mean, you just got to kind of flip the switch from just kind of keeping your head ready, like spectating the game, and then just thrown in right away on like those situations. You just got to stay ready.
Fans don't pay enough attention to offensive line, but Jake Matthews was talking about it and saying, you know, Ryan Newsel, you got to do all the there's a lot of responsibility that comes to being the center.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with just like IDing the front and just getting everyone on the same page, kind of just reacting to what the defense gives us and presents, and then just working on that.
Can you give us an example? You are walking up to the line, and the first thing you see and you say is?
I mean, it changes every time, so there's no real thing. But it depends. Run, pass, like just calling out the mic really starts with the first like set point.
So you're calling his number out?
Yep, calling out his number.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, he's not giving us any secret sauce here.
So there's some big 350-pound nose tackle over you. I mean, and all this is going on in real time, right?
Yeah, it all goes in real time, especially when we're on the road and we have to go on the silent cadence. Like sometimes I have to make the call, like then I just put my head between my legs and look for the quarterback's foot to just snap the ball. Sometimes the picture changes when the head goes up.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we're talking with Ryan Newsel, guys, starting center for Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. Tell us about Penix, man. That connection with you guys. Look, we can make fun of this because we went through a period here, 15, where our center was not getting the ball at the time, Matt Ryan. And we were like, we can't get the ball to the quarterback. So we don't take that lightly. What's that like, the connection with you guys?
No, it's good. Penix is very vocal and very on top of things, so it definitely helps. And then just being able to relay stuff, like if the snap's just a little bit off, just telling me to get it right and get it going.
Talking with Ryan Newsel, guys, as we mentioned, he is our center. He's a Central Florida guy from Bradenton, from Braden River, so you got to be a good fisherman. Yeah, mangrove snapper? Bit.
No, not too much snapper. I mean, just grew up just bass fishing.
Okay.
Just a lot of places.
Yeah. And then App State, by the way. Talk about your journey and how you got recruited and how you wound up in Boone.
Yeah, I mean, I was very fortunate up in Boone to get my start there. I started as tight end. They came down and visited me, and they told me, probably be better for you to be interior line. But went on a visit there, absolutely loved App State, and just fell in love with the school, the campus, the staff, and I was just like, how bad could it be to start O-line?
Yeah, not a bad future, huh? Yeah. Things worked out. So you got good hands, good feet if you were tight end.
I was probably average, speaking that they did move me to O-line, but I like to think that they were pretty good.
Now, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC, as Ryan Newsel is with us, guys. He told me a story. You were playing against one of Michael Irvin's kids' teams, and you were playing tight end, and he was talking trash to some DB. Don't let that kid beat you.
Yeah, no, we played like St. Thomas Aquinas out there, and that was, I mean, that was one heck of a roster. So they were just star-studded on the defensive side.
Right.
Ryan, who's the jokester on this offensive line, man? You got a lot of vets now. I mean, obviously, McGarry is a vet. All of a sudden, like, we look up, he's been here like 6-7 years. Who's the jokester?
It's got to be Bergeron.
Really?
Yeah, he's for sure the jokester. He just keeps things light, entertaining, and, I mean, just keeps it fun.
You've been here a couple of years, and now with camp, we feel like there's an energy, and even the veterans are talking about it. Usually when we ask about playoffs, guys go, we'll take it one game at a time. Seems like there really is a mission now to take it to the next level this season.
I mean, it just seems like every year we just keep building. So this year, I mean, it's definitely looking good. And, I mean, I think we have some good pieces.
Talk about the cohesion with the O-line. We talked to Jake a little bit about this. He was kind of remembering, you know, the line that he was with in 2016 when this team went to the Super Bowl. And he was like, he feels like the group is close that way. Describe that, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, ever since I've been here, Jake, Chris, and Caleb have been here. So it's kind of great just being able to stay with those guys. Then Bergeron going into year three, looking like really comfortable with everyone. And it's just kind of really nice just having the same unit together.
Now's a chance for us to do the good cop, bad cop, and spill the tea. Are there any secret plays you can share with us? Something new from Zach Robinson? How explosive is this offense going to be, Ryan Neusel?
Come on!
No, can't do any of that. No, just run the ball, throw the ball, get in the end zone.
But there is a toughness and a mentality about teams that can run the football, and the Falcons have a rep around the league as being that kind of tough team, and now you're a part of that. Is that an attitude you're born with or develops through you're coming up through college?
No, it definitely starts with Led, the O-line coach. I mean, just speed off the ball starts there and just being tough, finish, and just kind of just having the edge. When you run the ball, make it count.
Dwayne Ledford, he's talking about the O-line coach here. Ryan Neusel with this guy. It's Dukes and Bell. Speaking of that, you kind of made him have to make a decision, right? I mean, you wouldn't go away. You just kept showing up and making plays and doing what you needed to do. I mean, I find that interesting because some guys maybe get frustrated knowing, all right, maybe I'm not going to get a shot. You don't know what's going to happen. But he speaks highly of you and the motivation you had to make this happen for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it was just step by step every year. Start of the year, my rookie year on practice squad, just trying to do everything I could just to stick around. And then year two, some injuries happened. I was able to get on the active roster, kind of just honestly was the same thing, just giving all the practice looks and just having the chance that I could get in. And then year three, I was fortunate enough to just get some actual playing time and really build on that. And then obviously last year, got some real playing time and just fortunate to be here.
Offensive linemen generally have the rep as being kind of low-key guys, but you know, you get a contract, two-year deal, you got some roots now in the NFL. Did you buy anything fun for yourself this offseason?
Did buy a house. Yeah, had a wedding. So those are the two really big purchases around here. Nothing truly fun yet, no. Solely just working through the house. That's enough.
Right.
Ryan, as we talk about this team, what's your sense? What do you feel? Like, you've been around football all your life. You've been on good teams. What's your sense here with what you've seen so far?
I just think everyone wants to go and get theirs. I mean, everyone's ready to just go out there week one, kind of just get things rolling, and everyone's just hungry.
Well, we appreciate your time, bro. Again, congratulations on the contract. And look forward to seeing you doing all that stuff you've been doing, man. The anchor of our offensive line. By the way, you set any expectations for yourself? Do you believe those PFF rankings, which we don't understand?
No, just trying to finish the year and do great.
All right.
Anything about these scuffles that we've seen? I've got to ask you that. Yeah. Anything? I mean, I know it's just a part of the game, but it's happening a lot out here. Like, it's been fun, but, I mean, like, I think it was Chris Lindstrom said yesterday, it's elevating guys. How do you sense what goes on in the trenches there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just camp scuffles. Happens everywhere. But, obviously, when a few of those break out, then it's like, okay, this next play, like, we got to go on both sides right. of the ball. Like, can't have, like, a little scuffle break out, and then everyone's, like, elevated, and then one side really – beats up on the other next play. Everyone gets a little elevated, you said.
And Coach Rod takes care of his starters in the preseason. Are you looking forward to, I presume, seeing the Titans? And that's some of these scrimmages, these in week workouts with the Titans, seem like that's where we're really going to see some physicality and see guys really establish themselves.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a good D line up front, so it'll definitely be a dogfight up there.
Ryan Neusel, man, good luck. Appreciate you stopping by, brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Likeable dude, man. We talked about it. We talked about it off the air. He's from Brayton High, just inland from Bradenton down in Florida. And he talked about his trip to App State, and his quarterback followed him from his high school up there to Boone. So just a good dude. And after, you know, kind of grinding, practice squad gets a spot. And then, of course, as we said yesterday and said in the interview, when he took over for Drew Dahlman, we didn't really skip a beat. So that's why they were able, if you guys weren't following, they always could match any offer a team would make. So no team really made an offer. It wasn't like they didn't believe this guy could play the position for them. Team just knew, just like the Lamar Jackson scenario with the Ravens a couple years ago, we could always match it.
It felt like they just sat back and let this play out a little bit, didn't
right.
they? Like, they knew they were going to lose Dahlman. Then the Bears signed him, and then they were just like, we're fine. And we were, at the time, guys, if you remember, in the offseason, we kept saying, are they going to address this center thing? Because we weren't hearing anything. They didn't have to do anything because no one else offered. With that said, I'm glad they did. Look, I'm confident
in a couple of things in this team. And it's funny, Day-Day was asking us today. He's got Yeah Man, No Man coming up. But we were at practice, and he said, you know, name the five best things about offense and defense, or the five best players. And we started talking about this, and Mike had a few, and I had a few. But, like, the one thing that I'm pretty confident in is this O-line is going to be fine. Like, this is the same group that went to battle last year and was really productive in the run game. Guys, the passing game was not as productive, not because of the O-line. You had a quarterback that fell apart for 5 weeks. I mean, 9 picks in 5 weeks, Mike. That middle of the season that takes away from the job the O-line was doing. What if Cousins was great during those 5 weeks? How much better does this O-line look?
Right. I mean, if we know that the one thing that happened, McGarry had is one of those crazy, you know, one in a million slips, the feet lock instrument, of course, wham, Cousins goes down, and then there goes our season, basically. But the ratings, and we did mention it with Chris Lindstrom, it's a little hard to kind of figure out how the PFF guys do this stuff. I know.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Chris Collinsworth, you know, he bought the end of the company because he believes in it.
Believes it.
But, I mean, sometimes there's double teams. Sometimes it's not always cut and dry about what your responsibility is. If you're pulling and there's no one to block, I mean, how do you – they've got grades for everything, but sometimes it's a little – I don't know. A little confused about their tactics.
Yeah. It's the good news is these guys are grading out well, and hopefully they can build on it into the season. We got more of Falcons conversation coming up. But when we come back, Yeah Man, No Man's next, live from Hooters Mall of Georgia.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.